The fake news phenomenon enters a new phase. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The president's firing of James Comey has brought us a series of changing stories on just about every aspect of what happened. Different versions of when the president decided to do it, why he decided to do it, who suggested he do it, the significance of doing it, and the FBI's reaction to him doing it. When I watch the daily press briefings, it feels like a rehearsal where the writers are changing the script faster than the actors can memorize their new lines. It's pretty clear the president really doesn't care what his spokespeople tell reporters, as long as they fight back against the negative questions. Sean and Sarah and Kellyanne, they're not really spokespersons. They're the offensive line protecting the quarterback so he can throw the next interception. I realize that'd be a better analogy if it were football season. But the point is, the daily briefings have become a waste of time because they always focus on the latest inconsistency. And by now, we should know that inconsistency is pretty much the only consistent theme at the White House. So, what's the point of asking how come today's tweet contradicts yesterday's tweet? The person at the podium has no idea why Mr. Trump just tweeted whatever he tweeted. Trumpish is not easily translated into English. But I realize these daily briefings are a tradition, essential to the illusion of transparency, and it is kind of fun to watch the wheels turn, kind of like a night at the improv. All I ask is, since I know you have to make up stuff, could you at least make up stuff that's a little more plausible? We are in the news business, after all. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.